This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Chinese National Health Commission says there are 830 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus nationwide, while at least 25 people have died. Beijing has isolated nearly a dozen cities in Hubei province, with a total population of 35 million. It is an unprecedented move meant to contain the infection, which has spread to several other countries, including Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, and the United States. In Wuhan, where the virus is believed to have originated, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving the city, and ferry, subway, and bus services have been shut down. Still, the World Health Organization has so far chosen not to declare the situation a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva has more on that decision.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. Chair of the Emergency Committee, Didier Hussain, says those in favor of declaring the event a public health emergency noted the increasing number of cases and the severity of the disease as causes for concern.
But several others say that it is too early because of limited number of cases abroad, and also considering the efforts which are presently made by China, Chinese authorities, in order to try to contain the disease.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva. Dr. George Diaz heads the infectious diseases section at Providence, Rhode Island Regional Medical Center, Everett, where the first American coronavirus patient is being treated.
The primary risk factor is travel from China or close exposure to someone who's traveled from China.
To keep up with all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. This is the final day of Democrats opening arguments in the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Conviction is highly unlikely under Republican Senate control, but that has not stopped Democratic Party House managers from delivering impassioned pleas to argue that Mr. Trump must be removed from office, that he is a danger to the country. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and lead House Manager Adam Schiff late Thursday said, quote, "If right doesn't matter, we're lost. If the truth doesn't matter, we're lost." Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Today we'll focus on the obstruction of Congress charge after yesterday's case on abuse of power. Relying on playback from diplomats' testimony about pressure on Ukraine, House impeachment manager Sylvia Garcia says,
"A corrupt deal. An Oval Office meeting for investigations. Quid pro quo."
Congressman Adam Schiff says the president should be removed from office because he put his personal interests ahead of the country.
"That makes him dangerous to us."
Republican senators like John Barrasso complained about the repetition of the trial.
"It seems like Groundhog's Day in the Senate."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. This just 3 days after the amendments were presented. Once approved in three readings, the measure goes to the Federation Council, the upper house of parliament, before being signed into law by Putin. He says that under the plan, more responsibilities will be given to parliament and other state bodies while also maintaining a strong presidency. Critics charge it is simply designed to keep Putin in power. American tennis star and the women's eighth seed Serena Williams has been knocked out of the Australian Open by number 27 seed Wang Shi of China. It happened in the third round of play.
"It's about just me playing good tennis, and I didn't do that today. And that is more disappointing. So it's not even about the win, or it's just more about I'm better than that."
The French government today is set to unveil its controversial pension reform legislation. This comes a day after union employees stopped the output of the country's largest hydroelectric plant, Grand Maison, in the Alps. It was one of several strikes nationwide in France yesterday, designed to put pressure on the government before it lays out the final version of its pension plan. Even the anticipation of reform caused weeks of crippling transportation strikes. Thousands of supporters of an influential radical Shiite cleric gathered today in central Baghdad, demanding that American troops leave the country. There has been heightened anti-U.S. sentiment since a U.S. drone strike this month killed a top Iranian general in the Iraqi capital. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.